What a gorgeous day for Douglas County 4-H Achievement Days in Armour. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. And I'm visiting with first-year 4-H member Zachary Church. Zachary, thank you for visiting with us today. And it looks like you're quite busy here at Achievement Days. What kind of projects are you showing this year?
I'm showing a Kinex helicopter model, an Apache, two different homemade hand soaps, a duck report, homemade pancakes, a wood burning, and a whole bunch of different photography.
Well, I got to tell you, you have really gotten off to a flying start in your first year. Tell us about the Kinex helicopter. How long did it take you to assemble that?
It took me about a week and a half after I got it at Christmas to assemble it, plus a little modifications I added in to make it a little more of a true model.
Did you have plans for assembling it?
Yeah, I had some plans.
And also, you mentioned your homemade hand soap. Tell us about that. How do you go about making the hand soap?
Well, you got to get all the ingredients together, which can be hard depending on if they're from your area or not. And you got to decide what fragrance is going to be, what color it's going to be, and you got to mix it in such a way that the lye doesn't burn you when you actually go to use it, because the whole reason a hand soap is to wash your hands, not burn them.
Now, how long did it take you to make the hand soap?
It took me about a day to make it, plus an hour and a half to spritz the top with alcohol so it wouldn't get basically ash on the top, and then I cut it in 24 hours.
And you have to have a couple of pieces as such for showing. So is that what you do? You take the larger piece then, and then you ultimately select the one that you'd like?
Yeah, basically what I did was what you would do to cull out a bad fish or a bad pancake. You go through and make sure that everything is perfect, really, and then you choose that one. If it's not good, like if it's crumbling, don't bother.
And you also mentioned pancakes. Tell us about those. What kind of pancakes did you make?
They're sourdough pancakes, almost like you'd find in any store, except these are made with sourdough, obviously.
And do you like pancakes for breakfast?
Yep.
All the more reason to show them here at Achievement Days. You also mentioned photography. So what did you photograph this year?
I took a picture of a great blue heron, a couple different flowers known to this area, really, and a doe that was standing in a meadow, a couple different ducks, and a turtle, of all things, that was cooperating.
What kind of camera do you use?
I use a Canon PowerShot, so it's not one of those big ones that you see with professional photographers. It's just a little family camera.
You also mentioned to me that you did a duck report. Tell us about that.
Well, it's 16 pages detailing almost every species of waterfowl we have in South Dakota. It's pretty in-depth, yes, but I think it's worthwhile.
And you have some aspirations regarding the duck report. What do you want to do later on in life?
Well, I really want to be a hunting fishing guide, so that'll definitely help me to guide the clients to the ducks so they can have a good experience.
And Zach, you're also involved in shooting sports. Tell us about that.
Yep. Well, I started this last winter because that was the first time we knew about it, but I started off with air pistol and air rifle, and I'm going to move on to archery, but right now I'm just shooting shotgun up the local range.
Zachary, are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
Not really. That's about all I can handle in one summer because we have baseball, too.
And Zachary, one final question for you. If someone were to approach you about your 4-H experience and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Join it for the experience. You can meet new friends, try new things. Overall, get to do things you can't ordinarily do. Like, I'll bet you can't shoot inside your house, but you can shoot inside the 4-H building.
And Zachary Church, independent member here in Douglas County 4-H, we wish you the best of luck at Achievement Days.
Thank you.
And that's Zachary Church here at Douglas County 4-H Achievement Days in Armour. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.